Here is our TSN hockey insider, Darren Dreger. What's your read on the kind of mood within the Jets organization today, Dregs, and leading into this offseason?
Well, I mean, they're deeply disappointed, obviously. But I think they looked at this season differently than maybe the fan base or maybe some of us in the media look at. You know, they were happy to make the playoffs, especially after the trade deadline when, you know, Kevin Cheveletoff wasn't able to land the piece of the pieces that he was hoping to bolster that blue line. You know, they face differing types of adversity as most clubs get in the shortened season. But I don't think that they were as confident as some others were that they have the ingredients or the pieces to take a real deep run into the playoffs. Now, you know, then they knock off the Edmonton Oilers in a sweep. Again, unpredictable, but they had full buy-in, and they had a lot of confidence going into the series against the Montreal Canadiens, but they just never, ever, ever got going. And you lose Scheifele, you lose DeMello. Obviously, that takes a toll, but I think that there's a level of pride in getting to the second round of the playoffs, but organizationally, they know that they've got a lot of work to do and maybe don't have as much time as they would like to get that work done and get back to being what they should be, which is a contending team.
Darren, why do people in the media ask players in their clean-out day if they support the coach?
Yeah.
Do they really think that they're going to go in front of the microphone, in front of the whole country, and say, I actually hate his guts? Like, I just think it's such a ridiculous question to be posed to a guy at that particular time.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're never going to get a player who's going to throw a teammate or his coach, any member of the organization, under the bus. Those guys are just trying to get out of there as quickly as they possibly can. But in this case, I think that the local media in Winnipeg most definitely feel like there's change needed, that, you know, management has done some interesting things, built this team into a contending team, but they haven't been able to get over the hump. And they haven't been able to get over the hump with Paul Maurice as a head coach for as long as he has been. So I can understand the approach of the local media in Winnipeg. It just doesn't mesh with reality. Mark Chipman, one of the owners, Dave Thompson, of course, is the other. Make up True North. I mean, they're incredibly loyal men. And unless I'm reading things completely wrong, and I don't believe I am based on the people that I've talked to, there isn't going to be that level of change. I don't get that sense. Firings I'm talking about. Because they like their hockey operations group. You know, Craig Heisinger is a big part of it. Works closely with Cheveletoff. Heisinger does a lot of work with the Manitoba Moose, the American League team. Mark Chipman is very involved on a day-by-day basis, but there's a closeness in that circle. So maybe that doesn't jive well with the media. Maybe they feel like, just given the time that this group has had, that Winnipeg should be better. Otherwise, the line of questioning just gets old in a hurry.
With Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider, I am kind of waiting for the day when the Habs either win a cup or they go out and the dust settles and everyone kind of reviews this year in Canadian hockey. And once we get into the offseason, there's always going to be moving pieces. Like, teams are going to make moves, teams are going to acquire players, the draft, Seattle, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know if the confidence level is going to be that high from coast to coast in terms of teams making the playoffs next season. Like, how many Canadian teams you're willing to put a lot of money on that they'll make? Because I don't see Ottawa making that big of a jump next year. I think Vancouver almost needs another season to kind of regroup and figure out who they are and what they are. Calgary was a disaster this year. You know, the Leafs are feeling burned. Like, I don't know. Like, where are we going to be at come October in terms of confidence throughout the country and how many teams are going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. And I don't have a strong answer for you, because I've thought of that myself. You know, the NHL intends in going back to the normal divisions, right, and regular conference play. And they're committed to doing that at least for one more year. And, you know, then you maybe get creative and you look at restructuring and you look at change if you feel like change is needed the year after that. So when you look at the divisions, you know, the Oilers, like, Kenny Holland has got money to spend. and he's going to spend it. Now, some of that is going to be invested in-house, right? But they're going to do what they can do to bolster that lineup through free agency, maybe a trade. So I feel like Edmonton should be better. But again, playing in a real tough division. Toronto, I still believe that the Leafs are a good team. I do. Again, Kyle Dubas is probably going to shake things up in some fashion this off season. But Toronto is a good club. So I think Toronto for sure will be a playoff team. A contending team? Nah, I'm not so sure of that. And I'm definitely not sure of that with any of the other Canadian teams either. And we're looking at a Montreal Canadiens squad here who's ready for the NHL semifinal. So it's going to be interesting when we hit the reset for sure.
Well, and the one thing you add too is with Seattle coming in, I think that's the great X factor because Seattle's going to choose players and then they may want to turn and flip some. So you may grab somebody that another team covets. You know, for example, you know, Seattle may choose a guy and Kyle Dubas may call Ron Francis and go, I want that guy. I couldn't get him. Like, I think there's going to be so much movement here in the offseason. It'll be really tough for us to judge what a team looks like until all of the moves are made because Ray always says he uses the term deck chairs. You're going to move a bunch of deck chairs around. Well, when you look at some of the spines of these teams, you know, the Leafs, they're going to stick by the top four. Well, what's Morgan Riley's situation? Who's going to be stopping pucks with Jack Campbell? Like, there's a bunch of question marks, but there's still a spine of a team involved. And is Kyle going to change his philosophy, or is he going to spend his money differently? Same thing in Edmonton, same thing in Montreal. Yeah. Like, it's all going to be, I think on paper some teams will look great, but, you know, then you got to go out and prove it again.
No, fair enough. And, look, you know, going back to Winnipeg for a moment here, I don't think Chevy has a choice. Right, he didn't want to pay what the ask was for Oleksiak or you know one of the better available potentially available defensemen at the trade deadline. They can't go into another season with the blue line that they had. Those guys overachieved. You know they played well, and when they lost to Mello, you know the series kind of turned in a hurry for the Montreal Canadiens. Charlie Audy has done superior work in getting the best out of that blue line. But if Winnipeg's to be a contender, then Chevy is going to have to bring in a top two, top three, top four defenseman. So is he going to be more willing to pay with draft picks or young assets to make that happen? I don't think he has a choice. So does that apply to Edmonton? You know, because it's great to have all that money, but you've got to bring in the right players. Otherwise, you know, you continue to kind of spin your tires in the mud and Toronto doesn't have the same sort of luxury of cap space, but the needs are going to be significant, you know, to your point, Noodle. So I think it's going to be a very interesting offseason in terms of the shuffle and the add and the subtract of the Canadian teams.
Yeah. Dregs, Rod Brind'Amour, I think, is going to win the coach of the year, and apparently he wants his assistant coaches taken care of. How far do you think that he's always claimed that he's a Hurricane, does not plan on moving, doesn't want to move. Yeah. But how far do you think that cheap owner can go to kind of piss him off enough to say, okay, maybe I need to start playing ball here because he's a $5 million coach who's going to settle for way less than that, and he's already given them a hometown discount. And if this guy starts screwing around with the assistant coaches, when does it get to a point where he says, maybe I'm going to sniff around somewhere else?
Yeah. Well, look, and you know, there's a reason why the New York Rangers haven't hired a coach. Go down the list, you know, maybe the Columbus Blue Jackets. I don't think that Brind'Amour would be a candidate in Buffalo because he wouldn't go to Buffalo. And with all due respect to the Sabres, maybe he's not interested in New York. Maybe he's not interested in the Columbus Blue Jackets. But I think the New York Rangers are waiting. Yes, they have interest in Rick Tocchet. Yes, they love the fact that Gerard Gallant helped Team Canada to gold, faced all that adversity. Those are top candidates. But if Rod Brind'Amour were to pop loose, you don't think the New York Rangers would swoop in and say, yeah, we're interested. Now, what's it going to take? Mm-hmm. And the New York Rangers aren't nickel and diming Rod Brind'Amour or his staff. I got all the time in the world for Rod. I really, truly do, because I think the framework of the extension of Brind'Amour in Carolina has essentially been in place for weeks. But he is holding out because he wants his assistant coaches and the training staff looked after. And he's not signing the paper, and he is not agreeing to the extension until those guys get what they deserve. So that's pretty honorable from a guy who you that doesn't surprise any of us. I know that. Is it risky? It's risky because we also know he's willing to take less to stay in Carolina because that's where he wants to be. Mm-hmm. But holy smokes, the owner just isn't going to win this one, because if he thinks it's a win by allowing Rod Brind'Amour to walk from the organization, that's an enormous loss, and he knows that.
Yeah, that is going to be an interesting standoff, and we'll see how it plays out. Always great catching up with you, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
All right, guys. Stay cool.
We'll try to. Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey
I can't
insider.
Even take that seriously. Stay cool?
Stay cool.